Hello, welcome to Fastener Talk, a podcast dedicated to the fastener and fixing industry. I'm the host, Will Lowry, and for this episode, we have a special interview with Stefan Royce and Helmut Eisenkolb from Wirt Industry Service, where we focus on the role of automation within the company, as well as the fastener industry as a whole. To give an insight into our two interviewees, Stefan Royce is Head of Digital Solutions and IT at Wirt Industry Service, having joined the Wirt Group over 20 years ago. In this time, he has held various positions and is currently responsible for IT, innovation, digitization, and the company's IoT solutions. Helmut Eisenkolb has been with the Wirt Group for over 12 years with various positions in Germany and Asia before taking over the role of Head of Logistics for Wirt Industry Service in Germany back in 2017. Both Stefan and Helmut provide some great insight into the steps Wirt Industry Service has taken regarding automation and why it believes it's such a key topic both now and will continue to be so in the future. Enjoy the podcast. Hi, Stefan and Helmut. Thank you very much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much for inviting us. Yeah.
Thank you, Will, for having us. It's a great pleasure.
Wirt Industry Service is a company steeped in history and a leader in the market. Stefan, can you start by giving an overview of how the business is able to work with customers to provide optimal solutions and service?
The Wirt Industry Service was founded in 1999 as a spin-off from the structure of our parent company in Künzelsau. This means that we are celebrating this year our 25th company anniversary, of which we are very proud, I can say. And over the last 25 years, we have developed into the market leader when it comes to the field of C-parts management. This means that we do not sell fasteners like screws, bolts, washers, or nuts to our customers. Yes, of course, we do it, but we mainly design customized logistical supply concepts. If you say the products we are selling have a low value, but they cost relatively high process costs around the product when it comes to the supply of those of products to our customers. And our supply systems for production equipment, like Kanban solutions, for example, reduce the manual effort. We can optimize stock levels and streamline the processes of our industry customers. In other words, we develop the best possible solution together with our customers, and from there we take care of everything which is happening from disposition when it comes to procurement, or the quality control when it comes to warehousing, and also the goods distribution direct to the production line of our customers.
What are the key markets of our industry service, both industry and geographically, and how have these markets developed recently?
I think the strength of Wirt Industry is that we do not have one key market. We have since many years a diversified sales approach focusing on various industries such as construction machinery, agricultural machinery, the automotive sector, but as well as rail and renewable energies, for example. With this diversified sales approach, we have the situation in the current period that, of course, the reclining demands in one market will be covered by increasing demand in other markets. So we have a very good sight on, I would say, the health status of various industries. But of course, it's challenging, but because the demands are changing, and with that, the products needed. And for us in logistics, it also means that we have to make sure that we supply those products not only in Germany, but to all industry and system customers over all Europe. That's quite a challenge. And due to the support of the customers and, of course, various colleagues, we are capable to handle that.
That's great. Automation plays a key role within the business, especially at the Wirt Industrial Park in Drillberg. Can you give a breakdown of where automation is being used within the business and also why?
Yeah, sure. We have set ourselves the goal of automating 80% of our standard processes by 2030. This includes the physical process in logistics as well as the automation of our recurring administrative processes. For digitizing our administrative processes, we are using technologies such as RPA, robotic process automation, or in other words, a software robot operates, for example, on our SAP system just like a human. The big advantage is it's much faster, it's without breaks and with fewer errors. This technology we especially use wherever we have tasks with a high number of repetitions, for example, when entering customer orders or going to processing invoices. This is the part where we are talking about administrative processes, but also we do a lot on the physical system side. Helmut, do you want to add something on that?
Yeah, of course, because speaking for the intralogistics, we have also started in the very early days when we started to operate the facility in Bad Mergentheim to implement goods to person. And so far, till today, we have 99% of all goods moved within the warehouse are moved with goods to person systems, and with the clear target to step by step all automate recurring manual tasks because they are non-productive if people need to walk to the racks, get the goods, bring them to the dispatch area. So really driven down to efficiency within logistics, and now looking step by step to additional systems to relieve the colleagues from physical load during their work, and to automate further all recurring tasks which are not adding any value to the product.
Obviously, there are several different aspects of the automation, including autonomous bin shuttles and self-learning robots. Kind of, what part of the processes are these used, and what are their capabilities?
Yeah, as Stefan has mentioned, we have the target of 80% automation in all recurring business tasks in 2030. This means we have to reach our market to find systems which are capable of supporting this approach. In nearly every part of our intralogistic process chain, we have systems in place which help us to tackle the skilled labor shortage and make us more efficient when it comes to time to market. And I think that's one of the main advantages of this automated systems.
At the industrial park, you have different warehouses. Are they all connected through the same system, or do they run independently?
Helmut has already mentioned that we are working together in a global company network within the Wirt Industry Group to be able to offer our customers mainly standardized services. And to be able to do this, a basic requirement is that we work on a shared IT system. Within the Wirt Group, we have the clear strategy to bring every of our industry companies on our central SAP system to reach that goal in order to ensure a maximum of transparency, security of supply, and also the standardization of services. A short example, if a customer in the US is missing an important fastener, important screw or bolt, colleagues there can check the IT system to see whether the product is available, for example, in Germany, and can be organized and shipped quickly then to the customer in the US. This is one example. The other example, system standardization also ensures that we only have to implement individual functionalities once, and then they can be rolled out globally in all the warehouses all over the world, for example, when it comes to warehouse automation. And when it comes to connectivity in Bad Mergentheim, all the parts of our warehouse, and we have 65,000 square meters of covered warehouse space, are interconnected physically as well as from an IT perspective.
Okay, I see. And when it comes to the advantages of automation, kind of how do they compare to kind of the traditional manual processes?
I mean, as Stefan mentioned, the main advantage is clearly the standardization of repetitive tasks, which clearly improves quality and gives us the possibility to make labor available for value-adding services, or as it is in our vision, to double sales by the year 2030. but not having more people in the warehouse and have those people, for example, then available to cover one increasing demand, this servitization, we can see as a clear trend from our customers.
Of course, with automation, there's a significant upfront cost. How does that contribute to cost savings for business in the long term?
At the end of the day, there's no alternative to automation, as the saying goes. Demographic change will mean that in a few years' time, we will no longer have enough people available to manage all our tasks, and this already starts today. And overall, and I can also speak for Helmut and my colleagues, we are thankful, very thankful that we are working in a family-owned company where the focus is on the long-term business development rather than short-term profit expectations of investors. For example, years ago, we started to look closely at robotics, and without the hard pressure of return investment. At the end, there's no question that we also have to operate profitably, but we are given from the owners of the company the freedom to try out new things. And as a result, we were able to gain, I would say, a head start and now have the necessary experience in-house to implement automation projects in a today much more cost-effective way. We have done it a few years back. And we are also using state-of-the-art technology. And overall, this was, in my point of view, one competitive advantage was that we built up the knowledge in-house with our team in the IT department as well as in the logistics.
And Will, maybe to give you a short insight, what does it mean if the Würth family supports our automation? Last week, we had the visit of Professor Würth in the age of now nearly 89 years, visiting our warehouse and having a discussion with him about artificial intelligence and reinforcement learning in robotics is, of course, really inspiring and really drives us further.
We are just going to pause the podcast there so we can hear from this episode's sponsor, Nordlock Group.
Nordlock wedge locking washers are not only superior when it comes to securing bolted connections, they're also the only ones with the CE marking. So, if you're looking for the safest, most reliable securing element that also complies with EU regulations, do not compromise. Choose the one with CE marking. Visit nordlock.com/CE to learn more.
Obviously, with automation playing such a crucial role within the business, how do you ensure the security and the reliability of the system?
With the proven track record, of course, in stability, but also innovation and market leadership, because we need the systems of the future and not what has been successful over the last 20 years to fulfill the high standards and the expectations of our customers. And we have the saying in our company that we grow with the demands of our customers, and we are really, really confident that our partners in Intralogistics, they grow with us, especially due to our specialized processes, and that's for us a living partnership to grow together with the customers, but also with our suppliers.
And obviously, Industry 4.0 and digitalization also relate to automation, and with Würth Injury Service kind of already so embedded within automation, how have you approached these other topics, and what are the potential opportunities and challenges when it comes to Industry 4.0 and digitization?
In the customer perspective, we have been working on Industry 4.0 or IoT solutions for many years already. For example, the digitalization of our supply chain via RFID began more than 10 years ago. We introduced our first system to our customers. And our aim is to use IoT solutions to optimize the transparency and the cost efficiency of the supply chain in total, and as well as the processes on our customer side. This is also where intelligent ordering systems such as our smart shelf, also called iShelf, or our scale system, which is operating fully automated, or our e-paper displays are used for process control. The main challenges we are facing is, on one hand, the quality of data, and also the managing the interfaces between the systems on our side and as well as on the supplier as well as customer side.
In April, you will be commissioning a new automated high bay warehouse in Drillberg. Can you explain why you decided to add the new warehouse and what the new warehouse will contain and what it will be able to do?
Yeah, it's a pretty good question, Will. The main reason is clearly our dynamic growth over the recent years, and we have a modular approach in increasing our logistics capacity over the last years, and we have invested in the Drillberg nearly 400 million euros only in intralogistics in the last 25 years. And the reason new high bay warehouse is there to keep the stocks for our customers. We have today 1.4 million known items in our system and more than 135,000 different items regularly on stock. Due to our business model, taking over the supply responsibility for all production demands, it also means that with every new customer, we are adding new customer individual special items, which we're only keeping on stock for individual customers. And this gives us an additional demand in having more warehouse space available.
What were the challenges you faced whilst implementing the new automated warehouse?
Yeah, for us, it has become nearly normal to increase the warehouse capacity. But looking at the current construction, I think it was possible to have it ready within 2 years, thanks to the network of strong partners we are working with since many years. But for sure, the main challenge was to have the material ready for a timely construction.
And when it comes to the technology used for the warehouse and kind of the structure and the racking, et cetera, the system, how has that changed compared to other automated warehouses that you already have on the industrial park? Are there any changes? And if so, kind of what were the major ones?
The technology in general, when it comes to intralogistics, changed a lot in the last years. When it comes to this specific warehouse, this high bay warehouse, the technology itself has not changed much. I would say the systems are certainly a little bit more productive than a few years ago, but basically we are talking about a technology that is developing rather slowly when it comes to this pallet high bay warehouse technologies. What makes us different from other companies, and also I would say from competition, is that we developing the material flow control system ourselves with our own IT personnel, and therefore we are able to adopt quickly to, on one hand, changing custom requirements, and also on the other hand, implementing process optimizations very quickly by our own IT staff.
This warehouse has been built with sustainability in mind. Can you give some examples of how you have managed to do this?
One very remarkable point is that we have installed a solar power system with an output of 1 megawatt on the roof and also the rear of the high bay warehouse. And we checked this, and this is the largest front facade mounted solar system in Europe. And we are very, very proud of it, having this installed.
Does Vert Industry Service have any plans to further invest in automation in the future?
Yes, we are continuously investing in future and to stay as a state-of-the-art technology. And also, as already mentioned, we have the clear vision of 80% automation by the year 2030. So there is, in our point of view, no option than always further invest into automation, digitalization, and also new innovative solutions for our customers.
Yeah, and Will, the same goes for the Wirth Group. So this does not only count for Wirth Industry. Professor Wirth has established in 2020 an innovation board for logistics to streamline the activities and, of course, to benefit from the knowledge of the different companies. and to drive the topic of automation, because his clear statement is that the innovation within intralogistics is securing the future of our company, and we definitely feel that support from him, from family, and of course from the group's management board.
That's very interesting. I mean, when it comes to automation, what trends do you foresee generally for the future of automation?
I mean, the hot topic right now is adding all kinds of AI into various systems. But looking a bit more in the future, I think we will see autonomous and self-learning systems, which will replace, but not in every location, statical conveying systems, but which will be more cost efficient, especially for smaller setups to automate intralogistics.
And you mentioned artificial intelligence there. Kind of, what role do you think that could have? What role could it play within automation in the future?
Yeah, Helmut just highlighted it. AI will be included in almost every software product that we are going to use in the future. And this is for sure not only with but industry service, this will be valid for, I would say, most of the companies. A future without AI is, in my point of view, no longer thinkable. And at least by discussing about OpenAI and ChatGPT, so I believe that we will develop fewer AI applications ourselves in future, but and instead use solutions that are established on the market, and that solutions then have to be tailored to our needs for our company to fit best to our applications. And therefore, it is essential to build up, in my point of view, know-how within our company. And when it comes to AI projects or solutions we are working on, we are developing at the moment or working on projects for supply chain optimization and also improving our picking performance of our robots by AI data analytics projects, to name only two of our projects we have at the moment running within our company.
Yeah, it clearly shows that logistics goes high tech, and the whole industry is changing, and also the way we will be doing it in the future.
Stefan, Helmut, thank you very much for joining us. That was very interesting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Will. It was a real pleasure.
And that was Stefan Royce and Helmut Eisenkolb of Vert Industry Service. I would like to thank them both for being part of the podcast and providing some great insight. As always, if you would like to get involved with the podcast, then please do email me on editor@verilummedia.com. That is all for this podcast. You'll hear from me next time.